WIGPO Wichita County ARES. Storm Prediction Center has issued tornado watch number 191 in effect till 10 p.m. tonight, and it covers in our western North Texas area. It covers Archer, Baylor, Clay, and Wichita. So Archer, Baylor, Clay, and Wichita tornado watch until 10 p.m. tonight. Stuck by GPO Wichita County. For those that still may be listening, they have issued another mesoscale discussion covering an area 2 hours south. So they'll probably issue a watch by 3 p.m. for the area 2 hours south and southwest. Supercells expected to form along the dry line later this afternoon. Large hail likely and isolated tornadoes possible. Again, watch for that area 3 p.m. This afternoon. So probably get us squeezed in, but 2 watches here, 1 north and ours that we're in, and then 1 to the south. No five GPO. Stop by GPO Wichita County. We got some stuff getting tried to boil around here. It looks like the cap is about to be broken, if not already not broken, and I'm going to get a few people out just around town here to begin with. Who do I have that's in Wichita Falls that can get out? I've got the standby one. Let me get KE5KNB. Larry, you on frequency?
QSL, Illinois.
Why don't you go and get to stadium? KF5IUB, Shannon?
IUB.
Shannon, you mind easing over to the water park, if you don't mind, would you please, sir?
QSL, I just pulled in the stadium, so I'll have to, it'll take me a little bit to get back on the other side of town.
But I hate to move you, but I think we better get somebody over there. All right, thanks, sir. Do I have a couple other veterans that want to check in, get out around town here?
WDS. FSB.
Tango Alpha Lima.
Okay, TAL, what's your location?
Charlie, I'm actually 287 and Windthorst Road on the opposite side of the highway from the water park.
Okay, you got a pretty good view from that point.
Hey, yes, sir.
You just hang in right there then, if you don't mind, okay?
Okay, I'll jump across the highway. I'll be at the water park in about 2 minutes. WF5TL.
I'm going to move you from there. WDS. Or do you mind going up toward the Riley Road water tower up west of DPS?
FSL, Riley Road water tower.
FSB?
FSB.
Mike, if you can ease kind of south on 79 and just as close into town as you can get to where you can get a spot that you can see fairly well from, but it's just down on 79.
USL. IUB.
Yes, sir.
You still want me to head out to the water park as well?
I want you to go there too, because I may want to move you somewhere else, or one of you, so just pair up out there.
USL, on my way.
Is that water park open today?
Charlie, don't look like they're open. They've got some people here working, it looks like, but they're not open for customers.
Okay, mighty fine. Well, it's going. We get some lightning going in the area. Probably need to let them know. Okay, thank you. The 5GPO.
KE5KNV on location.
K5WFT. Can you get out?
Charlie, it'll be about an hour before I get free at the hospital, and I'll be able to get out. I'll check back in with you as soon as I get free. It may be less than that, less time than that.
All right. Thank you, sir. Step by GPO. Got one little old shower. It's across the river, northeast of Burke Burnett. Really not doing much. Just a little shower, but I've been outside looking around, looking like this stuff is boiling pretty good, so... Just kind of be watching these things to boil up and get on up in the air a little bit, and maybe they'll drop a raindrop or two before they get out of here. But I'll try to let you know when I start seeing precip on the radar. Look by GPO. Just up by GPO, I'm beginning to see a little... precip out towards the Shepherd area, and also 369 over around Wrangler's Retreat, kind of on the Wichita River, little stuff going there. Lots of other stuff is boiling up, still good outside. Maybe we'll get a little precip out of this stuff. So you guys let me know if you see a good rain chaff anywhere. Yeah, take pictures of the rain. We may not see it for a while.
W5GPO, KD5INN.
Go ahead, Jared.
I was just going to tell you, I got loose from work a little early. I'm wrapping up a few details, but if something comes up, I can get out if need be.
Okay, if you just monitor, I'll dang sure holler if we get something really popping.
All right, QSL, I'm headed back towards the house. KD5INN.
QSL. Hey, that cell that I indicated a little bit ago, it was out around Wrangler's Retreat trying to come up, and it's over in the Pleasant Valley area on the old highway park, halfway between highway park. We've got another, look like a little area precip trying to develop just to the southwest of Cadane Corner. These things are pretty well right. That dry line is probably just east of Electra, extending from there on up to west of Burke. So that dry line is right in our area. The project field.
IUB. Go ahead, Shannon. I'm at the water park. QSL, WDL.
KD5, WDS.
Go ahead, Walter.
I'm on location at Riley Road. Light rain.
Enjoy it while you can.
USL. WDS.
Yes, sir.
P-size hail, light.
Okay, P-size and a little lightning.
No lightning, small amount of P-size hail.
You got another one southwest of that, a couple of miles, just following that first one that went over you. It's coming, going to be heading your way.
Upgrade the hail to nickel with a 2.5 dollar size. WDS.
Go ahead.
Now I have golf ball size hail. Very infrequent, but so far I've seen about a dozen in my vision.
You think you better move out, Larry?
I may just back up to the gas station canopy down. still falling.
Okay, QSL.
Net control, KF5GJL.
Go ahead.
Charlie, I'm out of pocket right now, but I want to give you a hail report. I've got dime size hail current time at Miss 287.
Okay, QSL. Thank you.
W5GPO, KD5JET.
Go ahead.
Charlie, if you were interested, we're getting dime to maybe nickel size hail out here at Shepherd.
Okay, nickels and dimes at Shepherd.
Roger. Some of them might be a little bit bigger, but not very many of them.
Okay, QSL. They're fixing to issue a warning on that until 3:15, the 5GPO.
The 5GPO, KD5JET.
Go ahead.
Charlie, it seems to quit. It was very kind of sparse to start with. But did have some. I picked some of them up. It's about quarter size. But anyway, looks like it's quit now.
Okay, well, it's probably hailing some pretty good hail on northeast of the base, so we're heading out toward the Cajun community in that area. Appreciate it much. For other stations on, we got another sale coming in, coming up just southwest of Highway Park. It's probably going to drop a little hail as it increases in intensity a little bit. Looks like we've got another precip area just probably about 2 miles west of Dundee that's following right along the line of these others moving northeast. The dry line is just to the west of all this shower area, so this may not last too long, but if that dry line doesn't move, maybe we'll get a shower. W5GPO.
DAL.
DAL, go ahead.
Just thought I'd let you know we're getting a little CG up here on top of the hill now, but it's to the north and east of us a little bit, I guess.
Hey, I've got a spotter out at Riley Road right now. Appreciate your help. We got a pretty good thunderstorm coming up over Highway Park. W5LAD, are you monitoring frequency? W5LAD. Go ahead, Walter.
The hail has stopped back down at the gas station there just by the ramp at DPS. A lot of CG behind me north and east of Shepherd.
Watch, there's nothing over Highway Park area coming your way, so kind of get an eye on it.
QSL, I got an eye on it. I'll just hang here in case it's got some hail in it.
Stuff by GPO. SPC, they've issued, I talked earlier about another watch being issued. They've issued watch number 192 that basically butts up to this watch that we're in and goes down to the southwest through Young County down toward the Abilene area, and that's good until 10 p.m. tonight also. It's stuff by GPO. FSB, are you getting in, seeing anything going down south-southwest of you?
Yes, sir. I tried to call you.
Mike, your audio just almost inaudible. Are you talking into the mic?
Yeah, roger.
Now, that's 1,000% better. Now, what'd you say?
I said if you have somebody in Archer County, you might want to get them out.
I don't have anybody down there. The only one I can see looks like there's one coming up over the west end of Kickapoo. Is that about what you think?
No, I'm seeing several of them, and a couple of them are really strong.
Well, you want to ease down that way? You got time?
Yeah, I'll start down that way.
Okay, QSL.
WC9J.
Where you at, Judd?
on the base. Do you need me somewhere? Do you need me to head down to Archer?
Well, FSB, I had him out on 79 here just south of town, and he's going to head on down that way.
USL, you need me somewhere else?
Are you heading, fixing to head home?
Nope, I need to stay in Wichita tonight.
Okay, well, don't have anything else. We pretty well got everything covered. Right now, I just wanted to get some guys out around the Wichita Falls area here, but we'll go ahead and send Mike down to Archer City or in that area there. He may want to go down to the hill. Yeah, go down to Chalk Hill. Mike might be a good place to look from.
Yeah, roger.
Thank you, Jack. If we get something pressing, I'll holler at you, okay?
USL, I'll keep my radio on inside. I hear you.
Okay, good. Step out, GPO. That cell, it went over Walter out there at Riley Road Water Tower. That thing is pumped up pretty good. It's out around the Cashin community at this time, probably dropping some larger hail. Tops on that are about 44,000. Bills of 55, so it's pretty good. It's a little cell over Highway Park and just east. It's trying to pump up pretty good. Got another one, looks like it's trying to pump up out around the Seymour Road area over Channel 3 in that area. Another one trying to come up just northeast of Mankin. So they're beginning to pop and move, and further northeast to get, the more pumped up they get. That's by GPO.
Hi, Jay.
Go ahead.
Got some quarter-size hail on base, just a few pieces, not much. It's coming real sparse, but there's some quarter-size or better.
Okay, well, we had some there a while ago. We'll turn it in again.
Hell.
K5KNV.
KNV.
I got one just northeast of Mankins. That's moving north. Northwest side of Holiday and kind of be heading your direction.
QSL, I can see it's a little dark over that way. We can't make any clouds out.
Take a picture if it rains.
I'll try to get a drop.
K5IKE. Janine, are you monitoring frequency? K5ASA, Tom, are you monitoring frequency?
KD5WDS.
Go ahead.
I'll be away from the radio for about 2 minutes.
Yes, sir.
K5WFT.
Go ahead.
Howdy, I'm free if you need me. I'm out here by Loop 11 right now.
You mind coming across town and going out toward the KMAY?
SL, show me en route.
Know when you get there.
KE5ASA.
Tom, are you at home?
Roger, I'm sitting up here at FM 171 and 1177 here, and we just had a little hail here, but not much.
Hey, but that sail is, it's northeast of the Cashin community. It's just rolling right up on the river up there, but it's that thing is up to about 45,000 bills of 75, and that's included in the warning that we had for northeastern Wichita County, but that thing is pumping up.
Roger. I think the worst of it has already kind of gone through us, but it looks like now it's building back over Shepherd, maybe over.
Yeah, they've had some hail area, too. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, Charlie, I'm going to be monitoring the Clay County net here for a while, over.
Okay, QSL, if I need you, I'll come over and get you.
Roger that. I hope you have to bring your umbrella.
Take a picture if you see any rain.
Roger, we are getting a little shower right now, and the hail is beginning to come down a little bit more, but it's only about pea size, over.
Okay, you're at 1171 and where?
1177 and 171.
Okay, QSL.
WDS.
Go ahead.
Back on frequency.
I got another storm. I'm gonna let y'all know up around Newcastle, around the Oklahoma City area, they're putting a tornado warning out on it. It's up by GPO. The severe thunderstorm warning we had for eastern Wichita County still remains in effect until 3:15. That area is on move, mostly on over into the heaviest part of it is going over in towards the Clay County area and the very northwestern portions of Clay County. Have another pretty good storm along Old Central Freeway, Kinley Lane in that area. We've got another one that's coming up towards Wichita Falls from the Holiday area, and they seem to be building on further to the south and southwest from the Holiday area. WIGPL. Also issuing a tornado warning for over in Marlow, Oklahoma. So that's two. We got up there now, one Newcastle around the Oak City area, and then one down south here at Marlow, Oklahoma. WIGPL.
K5A, yes, sir.
Go ahead, Tom.
We're up to ping pong size hail right now, Charlie.
Okay, you are in Clay County, I presume.
Roger, we're about, right at a mile inside the Clay County line here at the intersection of 171 and 1177.
Okay, is Larry turning that report in?
Roger, I called him. Called him to Larry already, over.
QSL, I didn't look. I don't know whether he's on NWS chat or not. Might ask him, Tom, if he wants us to turn that in.
I'm going to switch over to the 800 there, over.
Okay, if he's not going to turn it in, I will.
Roger.
Go ahead.
Charlie, I'm going to be away from radio just a few seconds.
All right, thank you. FSB, did you make it to Chalk Hill?
Yes, sir. I'm sitting here now.
Well, I'm out here with the wind blowing on the handheld, and That stuff's moving on pretty good. Looks like it's kind of pumping up down that way.
Yes, sir, it is.
This is KNV.
Go ahead.
I needed my camera. I got a couple of drops of water, but it looks like there's a pretty good cloud above me. I just can't see whether it's got any height to it or not.
Yeah, that's right. Got some low-level stuff that's kind of moving in underneath the big towers, and you get a little blank spot every once in a while. You can look up and see those towers. They're going up. They got a tornado warning out for Yukon up in Oak City area now, so they're catching it again today.
This is KNV.
Go ahead.
Some pretty good towers coming up, probably where SBC is, FSB is, kind of southwest.
He's seeing them. KE5ASA. Station on this frequency, I'm going to move over to 6-8 a minute. Back on frequency.
This is KE5KNV.
Go ahead.
I can see in between some of the cracks right above me are a little bit northwest, northwest. Pretty good buildup of cloud. Looks like it's coming up.
KE5ASA. 75 GP, okay, K5 GK.
Yeah, what frequency are they operating on over there?
Well, I'm on 6-8. Larry's on probably 800. They're linked together. He was talking to Norman when you were on. I tried to get back to you.
Ask him if he's saying, look like we're getting a little inflow notch up there, just about 2 miles, mile or two, just almost due west of Petrolia. Are they seeing that?
He can ask him. I'm in Petrolia right now. I'm not seeing anything at this time. We just came in from Jolly, and I've been here for about 10 minutes.
Okay, it's pretty well around the intersection of Glasgow Road and Wagner Lane out there just due west of Petrolia. It may have moved a little further on northeast of that now. It may be up north of Petrolia at this time, but it looked like it was trying to get a little inflow notch there.
Well, we've got a little bit of stuff moving in over here, so... And ASA had hail at his house, so I'm kind of hanging close to where I can get out of the hail if it shows up.
USL.
WFT.
Go ahead.
I moved out to Wiley Road, and I'm looking out to the northeast. Looks like pretty heavy cell. It was built up south of Iowa Park, pretty heavy rain shaft, pretty broad rain shaft, probably moving over towards Shepherd area. Fixing to run over Tommy a little bit. I want to move off his hill, though, and get back down to the Y.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty well at the intersection of 367 East and Peterson Road South. That's the heaviest core. That's an elongated cell east to west. Stretches from, say the Channel 3 area due west to south of Highway Park. It's tracking toward the Pleasant Valley area and should go right over Shepherd Air Force Base. WDS, keep your eye out on that one, okay?
USL.
Tops are about 28,000 and almost 29,000. Got some bills at 33, so it's dropping some mail. Got another good shower right over the Holiday area, and that storm is tracking towards old southern Wichita Falls.
Yes.
David WFT, that should be just about over you there at the KMAY.
Yes, sir. Getting a little moderate rain right now, but no hail balls in it yet.
It may be dropping a little stuff further south of you, but it's the bills are not high on it, so it's probably not a hailer.
That's good to know. Okay, 5WFT.
Got another one coming up, David, just right down 277 between Mankins and Dundee, so it'll be heading way. FSB.
FSB.
Package 1 looks like coming up kind of on the south side of Lake Kickapoo, and then it's kind of elongated sail stretching back to west over down there in southeastern Baylor, and then southward down to just west, southwest of McGarville.
Yeah, I'm seeing the cores of them, but I just couldn't tell where they were for sure.
Roger, Roger. I'll kind of watch, see if we're getting any hail coming in. I'm going to get you out of here.
This is KE5KNV with a little light shower.
I don't want to hear anything about light showers, only heavy showers.
QSL, the drops are big.
All right, hope you get wet. Talk to me, Walter.
I'm back up the top of the hill by the water tower, and that stuff's tracking right across.
Get your mouth in the mic, Walter.
I relocated back to the water tower.
I got it. Thank you, sir. Norman's reporting they got a large tornado on the north side of Newcastle, Oakland City area.
INN.
Go ahead.
Quarter mile southeast of City View and 287, got T-size.
Okay. I'll say and let me know if you get dime size or, you know, or bigger. F5GPL. Thank you, Jerry. For those of you on frequency that don't have laptops, iPads, or iPhone or something, these storms, as soon as they get across the Red River, they're really blooming up. They've got probably four to five supercells extended from the river all the way through the Oak City area, and everything else has got a severe thunderstorm warning on, so Oklahoma's catching it again.
WDS.
Go ahead.
Heavy rain, high wind gusts, 38.
Thank you, SL. That's out across Shepherd Air Force Base, Walter, and then move on to the northeast, probably just to the south of the Cashin community.
BFT.
Go ahead.
I'm going to pick up some pea-sized hail out here at the Y, and the awning's covered. I'm going to shoot south on the Turkey Ranch Road just to try to get away from it for a minute and then come back.
Okay, just want dime size and bigger hail reports. Thank you, David. Fixing to issue a tornado emergency for the Oklahoma City metro area, whatever that means. Got a large and extremely dangerous tornado located near Newcastle in the city area, northeast of 20. Issued a tornado warning for Tinker Air Force Base. In our area, we got a pretty good sail out just to the northeast of Pleasant Valley area. That's crossing the expressway and moving into the Shepherd Air Force Base area. Another pretty good sail entering the southwestern portions of Wichita Falls, between which another one coming up around Mankins. I got another sail out in the southern part of Lake Kickapoo, southwestward. Pretty good sail trying to build up just northeast of Westover. And I assume all that stuff is pretty well tracking along right just ahead of the dry line. Dry line's not moving a heck of a lot. It's still just a little wind. By GPO Wichita County. Got quite a few little sails popping around the area. Got one out in the Shepherd area that's fixing to exit Shepherd over the western portions of Wichita Falls. Going to be tracking directly over the downtown area. Other. By GPO Wichita County. Got quite a few little sails popping around the area. Got one out in the Shepherd area that's fixing to exit Shepherd over the western portions of Wichita Falls. Going to be tracking directly over the downtown area. Other little lighter showers from the Holiday area down to Mankins to Dundee. Additional showers in Archer County from the southern side of Lake Kickapoo southwestward down to the Westover area. Heavier cells in down around Westover. Another heavy cell is there in the southwestern portion of Wichita, and then the one out by Shepherd, the three heaviest cells. Numerous other little cells trying to come up in the area. That's by Jim. WDS. Well, kind of, you seen that cell just kind of west, southwest of you there?
So I can see the side of it.
You want to kind of watch, you may need to hunt cover again. That thing's not that tall, about 37.5. It's got some bills of 47. It may be dropping some nickel-sized hail. It's out around the old Grant's Glen, Shady Lane. It's over here in Tanglewood area right now.
So I'll keep an eye on it.
Walter, that sail's probably going to maybe stay a little south of you. It's the heaviest core. It's going to cross I-44 right out there about Maureen Chevrolet House along in there. Okay, we got a warning for Wichita County. Severe thunderstorm warning. East Central Archer County, extreme eastern Baylor, southeastern Wichita County until 4 p.m. Severe thunderstorm 7 north of McGargle, moving northeast at 40. Half dollar size hail, winds to 60. Mike, FSB, kind of watch it, okay?
Yeah, I've been watching it. It's pretty healthy.
K5IKE.
Go ahead, Janine.
I'm available in Rinlett. I can go where you need me.
Why don't you stay up there and find your spot you can see best and get her.
Roger. What other frequency are you monitoring in case I can't hit the 9-4?
We've also got the UHF side 800s up, so you might try that.
USL, K5IKE.
KD5INN.
Go ahead, Jerry.
If she's up in Oklahoma and loses 9-4, that 300's there at Burke.
She thinks she can hit the 800 machine, all right.
QSL, KD5INN.
Sir, I'll go ahead and monitor. I'm monitoring 800, and she can holler on it if she can. She hadn't had any trouble getting a 9-4 if she got west of the house there, you know, on 7. It's just that one dead spot runs through Burke up to her house. GPO, we got a pretty good cell in the Wichita Falls area extending the east of I-44 over Old Calhoun Street over on the east side, clear west to out Radio Lane out there where Old KWFT used to be on Loop 11. It's got a real good core in it. That thing's up about 38,400. Bills at 59, so that's probably going to be dropping some good hail. Got another cell really trying to come up just northwest of Holiday area and one over just the east of Holiday. They're tracking in toward the Wichita Falls area. The biggest cell we've got in the area is down in southwestern Archer County, coming northeast of Westover and Baylor, headed up towards the Lake Kickapoo area. Mike, are you seeing anything, a hail shaft or anything under that thing down there, over?
No, sir. I'm getting obscured by the blow off and the clouds from some of the others now.
Okay, that thing looks like it's probably going to track pretty well over the Lake Kickapoo area, and it's got tops of 36,700, bills of 52, so it's probably going to be dropping nickel, maybe up to some quarter size hail in it. That's by GPO.
85 WE.
Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, it's raining pretty hard here at the EOC, Charlie, with no hail.
Okay, well, if you see some hail, you know, give me a size on it so we can turn it in, okay?
Okay, you looking for dimes and bigger?
Yes, sir, dimes or bigger.
Okay, we'll do.
K5YJB.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, this is Kelly. Just got to let you know, I've got some fire department guys out there at Lake Kickapoo watching that cell that's going over their head here in a little bit.
Yeah, that heaviest core, well, you're looking at it too, it's probably going to track over the west end, west one quarter of the lake, but at least maybe they'll get some rain out there on the lake, Kelly. Thank you.
USL, I'll call in any reports that they give me if it's substantial.
Now, let me know if they get any dime size or bigger hail out of it. Thank you.
35 GPO, MB5Z.
Go ahead, Randy.
I'm around here, Bert, Charlie, if you need some more eyes. I can run out east if I need to.
Are you getting any shower there in Burke at this time?
Negative.
Is there a pretty good spot over there on 240 just or southeast of Burke?
Yes, Al.
You might go north side of these things as they go up that way. If you can see some hail shafts in them, let me know. These guys I've got on the southeast side of them are getting obscured.
Roger, what to do?
Thank you, sir. Station, listen, they got a tornado up there in the Moore, Oklahoma area. They say it's a mile and a quarter wide, and looking at the pictures they're showing of it, it is tearing up Jack. Up by GPO, Wichita, Kansas, they just issued a tornado warning for Cotton, Jefferson, and probably northern part of Clay County. It looks like we've got a good inflow notch up just northwest of the Petrolia areas. That thing's going to be heading towards the Byers area on up towards the Warwick area. Step by GPO.
K5KNX.
Go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, I got wheels now, and I got a radio if you need me anywhere.
Well, I think we pretty well got everything covered. If you want to get out and watch it rain a little bit, you might meet up with Larry out at the stadium.
QSL, I'll see him in a few. K5KNX.
Thank you. Chip, appreciate it. FSB.
Go ahead.
That old cell down there south of Lake Kickapoo is it's trying to get pumped up pretty good. It's up to about 35,800, and so it's going to probably be dropping some nickel, maybe quarter hail.
Okay. The one south of that down there around McGargle in that area, it seems to be just kind of holding its own. It's not really doing that much right now.
Let me know if you happen to see a good view where you can see. Like you say, you're probably covered up with an overshoot on it, so you may not be able to see a hail shaft in it. do have a severe thunderstorm warning that remains in effect for Central Archer and southeastern Wichita County. 324 National Weather Service radar continue to detect a severe thunderstorm located near Lake Kickapoo, moving northeast at 30. Hazards in that cell, as they indicate, be up to half-dollar size hail, damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. Locations impacted will be Holiday, Scotland, Lake Kickapoo, Lakeside City, and Pleasant Valley. Defy GPO. WFT.
BFT.
David, got another one. It's elongated cells running from about Holiday to probably a mile and a half, 2 miles due west of Holiday out in the country. Then it doglegs back to the Mankins area. That's that may track to the west of you. If it stays west of you, kind of let me know, and then I'll know whether my algorithms here are working all right or not.
So, yeah, I can see kind of a light area in between the Kickapoo one and the one you're talking about there. And I'm watching that light area is kind of approaching me, so I'll keep an eye on to the one to the right of it. See if it goes to the north more.
All right, that's good. Thank you, sir.
WFT.
Go ahead, David.
Part of that cell, it was kind of the north side of Holiday thing. It looks like it's not as heavy from the front side as it did, but the one out there at Kickapoo looks like it's kind of increasing in intensity from the north, you know, from being in front of it.
FSB, that cell that Dave's talking about down there runs, you know, just about, it's a little west of Arta, on over to Lake Kickapoo. It looks like it's going to track on the southeast side of the lake. Probably some of the southeast side of the lake could get a pretty good shower, but that thing is tracking probably across 281, about 4 miles north of Scotland. You see anything under it at all, Mike?
Well, I'm starting to see the bottom edge of it, but like I said earlier, it's got so much blow-off on it that I'm having a hard time seeing a whole lot.
Well, that thing, part of the core of that thing may run over you. You ought to back up to 79 and 2224 there by the other repeater tower.
Well, that's exactly what I was considering. It looks to me like it may be moving a little bit more east now.
Okay, won't you move on back up to 224?
IUB.
Go ahead.
Charlie, I'm going to be away from the radio for just a bit.
All right, Shannon. Thank you. By GPO with a little update. The only real cells that we've got going in the area is one that's out in the Holiday area, extending back to it's on north north and northwest of Holiday area, just almost a circular cell. And we got another little cell popping up right over the microwave hill area. And then the third cell we're looking at is this one down in Archer County that's going over the southeast side of Lake Kickapoo area at this time. Again, it's moving northeast and should cross 281 about Chalk Hill. Okay.
Hi, Zulu.
Go ahead.
Charlie, I drove a little bit past, just a little bit past the county line on 1177. And they're getting dimes and quarters here.
Okay, you're at, can you give me a cross street to 1177?
Just probably a quarter mile east of Thornberry.
Okay, you're about a quarter east of Thornberry then. Okay, got dimes. Thank you, sir.
KD5KNX on location.
Thank you, Chip. Appreciate it. Yes, WGPO with an update. We do have this cell that's out just to the southwest of the city. That's in a holiday area, extending almost up to Pleasant Valley. And it's moving in towards the Wichita Falls area, so we should be getting some pretty good showers in town itself here in a little bit. We've got another shower right behind it, in the Microwave Hill area. The other cell that was on the south side of Lake Kickapoo has moved on across Highway 25, headed for the Chalk Hill area, and it has really come down in intensity. So not much to it. FSB, does it appear to you this dropped down quite a bit?
Yeah, definitely so.
Okay, there's a couple of little ones in behind it, but they're not even significant at this point. Do have another little shower trying to come up on over the northwest portions of Lake Kickapoo. We're going to have to watch this one in the Microwave Hill area. That thing is tracking in. It's going to come into the city also. So you guys out on the west side, keep a heads up. It's showing about 35,000 feet, got fields of 51, probably maybe dropped some up to the dime and nickel size hail, if I give you.
QSL Charlie, KE5KNX.
Oh, getting wet out there?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, there's more to come.
QSL.
AD5IP.
Go ahead, Danny.
I'm available, Charlie, if you need me anywhere.
Well, just go home. That about help us about as much as any, Danny. Thank you. Just head to the house.
Okay, headed that way. 85 IP.
WFT.
Go ahead, David.
We're getting a little bit moderate rain out here. It's beginning to let up look just a little bit. But just before it started, I thought I saw what looked like a decent hail shaft out around the Canadian Corner area. Danny might, when he gets out there, see if he sees anything laying on the ground out there. It's obscured all of a sudden when I started looking at my bunch of rain.
QSL.
W5GPLK 9CTD.
Go ahead.
Charlie, I'm just getting back in, so if you need me anywhere, I'll be glad to go out for you.
Clayton, appreciate it. Right now, we've kind of got enough out to cover what we're covering, and it doesn't look like it's going to be an immense thing, so won't you just ease on to the house? And if we need you, I'll give you another ring or something.
QSL, okay, just to let you know that it's off to the north and west. It's just clear blue skies. On the west side of the city coming through there, it was raining like heck, and that's all I can tell you.
Okay, I hope it stays cloudy and rainy here for 3 or 4 days. Thank you, Clayton. Be drive safe. FSB.
Go ahead.
It looks like that cell over there in the Mankins to Holiday area is trying to take over that one you've been watching there. And so the cell over the Mankins up in the Holiday to southwestern Wichita, that is becoming quite predominant. It's the only one that they've shown any action to it.
Okay, I'll go along with that. I'm looking at a real good rain shaft due west of me here at 2224.
All right, you can see under it, that is heaviest part of that core is just of a microwave hill.
IUB.
Go ahead.
Back on my spot.
All right, sir. Thank you.
35 GPO, KE5YJB.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Yes, sir. Just got notified that I do have holiday VFD spotters out this time as well. They're, if they get anything, they'll notify me and I'll call it into you.
Okay, that little cell there, just east of Microwave Hill, it's probably going to track the core of it more south of Holiday. You might get the hail south of Holiday, but it's probably going to be dropping up to some nickel size.
QSL, we'll keep an eye on it, and if we get anything heavy, we'll give you a call, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Step 5 GPO, Wichita County. We still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Wichita County or southeastern Wichita County until 4 p.m. this evening. That's based on all these showers that we still have out in the Mankins Holiday, Lakeside City, and Wichita Fall County. Okay, we got a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Archer, western Clay, and southeastern Wichita County until 4:45. At 3:54, radar detected a severe thunderstorm located near Holiday, moving east at 25, hazards up to half-dollar size hail, wind gusts in excess of 60. Location, Wichita Falls, Holiday, Mankins, and Lakeside City. Step 5 GPO.
5 Zulu.
Go ahead, Randy.
I headed back in towards Burke. I guess I'm headed back in unless y'all need me out west.
Just going back into Burke and keep looking. We are severe thunderstorm warning right now is for southeastern, and it does not look it like it.
Roger that, and I'll keep my pager handy. MB5Z.
N5DHG.
TAL.
Go ahead, Don.
Charlie, I'm going to have to check out. Mama's got to go to work, and I got little ones at the house, so I'm going to have to check out and go home.
Okay, I appreciate you getting out and helping us, and we'll just leave IUB up there a little bit. Appreciate it. Drive safe going home. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
35 GPO, KE5YJB.
Go ahead, sir.
I just got a report from Holiday that they got dime size hail on the west side of Holiday.
Okay, dime size Holiday. Thank you, sir. Okay, stations on frequency. We've got generally a shower that's pretty well covering most all of the city of Wichita Falls into the Shepherd Air Force Base. Area, and then we got another pretty good cell, the one he's talking about, Kelly was talking about there in Holiday. That's where the heaviest core is, and it extends down into eastern portions or northeastern portions of Archer County over the Lakeside City area. That's tracking to the northeast. One more little cell just to the east of Chalk Hill. And then we got another one trying to form up out west and a little southwest of Archer City, just on the south side of Lake Kickapoo, up by GPO. What we're seeing here, it appears that the dry line is still just to the west of us. So Maybe we'll stay in the moisture axis here for a little bit. Appreciate you guys staying out. I'm going to do some checking on you here in just a second and get the call signs and see if you're doing all right. Okay, I'm going to do some checking here. I've got scratchy notes. Dave and I have been hot and heavy here trying to keep up with everything this afternoon, and if I miss anybody, let me know. KNB, you doing okay?
Doing good, thanks.
IUB?
IUB, okay.
All right, thank you, sir. WDS?
USL, good.
All right, Walter, thank you. FSB?
FSB is okay.
And WFT?
WFT, okay.
KNX, you're all right, out at the stadium, I suppose.
QSL.
K5 Zulu, you back in the berth? I guess he is. Did I miss anybody? I think that's all we had out. Had some others check in. Anybody miss? Hey, we watching Weather Channel here, and they've been on pretty well continuous coverage with KFOR in Oak City, and they have really had it up in the Moore area again pretty well. Tore up everything. Looks like they say debris spread about 2 miles wide down the path of that thing, so really had some problems up there. Stuff by GPL.
WFT.
Go ahead, David.
I just spoke with Five Zulu on the UHF frequency, and he said he's fine. He's by the grocery store in Berkey. I think it's a 9-4 repeater, but he's okay. And also, I'm seeing clear blue skies north of Holiday. Just a hole in the clouds. So, waiting for the dime size to get here.
Roger.
Step by GPO, we show can ALRESD. We've got a cell over at Shepherd Air Force Base in northern and eastern Wichita Falls. Pretty well tracking on over into toward the Dean area. Another pretty good cell in the extends from Holiday up into Wichita Falls, covering over into the Lakeside City area. Might be some small hail. The heaviest core on that at this time is out around Sisk Road, Ponderosa Estates area, Old Clyde Morgan Road area's heaviest core. That cell is tracking to the northeast at about 20 miles an hour. One other cell east of 281 down towards Scotland out on the Lake Creek Road. One there, I've got another light cell just trying to get started northwest of Archer City. About 2 miles out on Highway 25. Appears at this time that we're not having any more significant building, and I'm going to watch this cell that we've got into the Lakeside City, Wichita Falls Holiday area, and we can get that kind of clear of the city, or pretty well clear. I'm going to start pulling some people on the south and west sides in. Stuff by GPL.
KNX.
Go ahead, Chip.
Hey, we're seeing something out here we haven't seen in ages. We got a great rain going on at the stadium. We got some pea-sized hail in it. And we could use this for about 2 or 3 hours.
No, how about 3 or 4 days?
End of that.
Might have got a little shower or two out on Lake Kickapoo. I don't know if it'll get enough runoff, do much good, not much at all over the Arrowhead way. So wish we could get this water out in town down to the lakes.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
It's raining down real good here at my place. Thank you, Chip. The 5GPO.
K5, KNX clear.
FSB. Mike, are you in the clear out there?
Yes, sir. I started heading back north towards the sub at Lakeside City.
Well, why don't you just ease yourself on in and enjoy the rain on your trip?
Okay, thank you.
Mike, I don't see anything else out here to fool with. Why don't you just ease on to the house when you get in, please, sir?
Okay, I'll do it. Thank you, sir.
K-5 WFT.
WFT, go ahead.
Are you sitting in a good rain shower?
Well, sir, my rain quit about 10 minutes ago. Then I had a spate of bright sunshine, and it's just mildly cloudy out here now.
Okay, why don't you just kind of ease on back toward town?
QSL.
Guys on the road, let me know if you have a problem. SFI-GPO, I think it, we still have the severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Wichita County until 4:45. I don't see anything else off to the south that's looking significant at this time. There's some little scattered showers around. As soon as we kind of get this rain on into the Wichita Falls area here, I'll start pulling the rest of the people in, and if we need to get anything else going again later on, we will. Step 5 GPO. WDS, Step 5 GPO.
Go ahead.
Holy open. You ought to be getting a pretty good shower over around your house now.
I'm in the sun. No wet.
Well, why don't you just ease on back in? You're going to run into some rain, but if you're getting sun, I'd just come on in.
You want me to go to the north end of Loop 11 by Atwood?
Yeah, you might go by there and let's see what we've got when you get to that point.
QSL.
Step 5 GPO, Wichita County. I don't see any reason that we need to continue in an active net session with you guys out. We're just getting some rain, and it may be some pea up to dime size hail, but there's certainly nothing else up. It's going to be clear of the city probably another 45 minutes of rain activity. Maybe some scattered showers around, but other than that, I don't think we've got anything to worry about at this time. So I'm going to give you call signs and you head to the house. KE5KNV. KE5KNV.
Charlie, he can hear you. He just can't get back out to you.
Okay, why don't you two guys head for the house, okay?
Yes, sir, Charlie. Thank you.
You all, thank everybody for getting out. IUB?
IUB.
All right, appreciate all your time, Shannon. Head in, let me know if you have any trouble, okay?
QSL and Charlie, at 4:30 exactly, I did get a little bit of pea-sized hail out here at the water park.
Okay, there's been a little pea and up to dime, I imagine, scattered around. We had a little bit here, so not enough to worry about. Thank you much, Shannon. Appreciate it. WDS, Walter, why don't you just head on to the house, sir?
Cell, just passing the North Walmart.
All right. Thank you much, Walter. Drive careful on the streets. FSB, Mike, did you make it home? Yes, he did. WFT, you back in yet?
Tell, just about home.
All right, sir. 5 Zulu got in a while ago. Did I miss anybody? We'll shut it down. Hopefully, you just get some good rain showers in here. Don't see anything else severe in the area at all. get another problem, we'll call Paige out again. Thank everybody for getting out and spending the time with us this afternoon. Step by GPO. We'll be monitoring frequency until for another 30, 40 minutes to see if everybody gets in. Step by GPO.
Charlie, just FYI, FSB is at home. I just seen his truck, WF5TAL.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, he had headed in there a little earlier. I just checked it, but I figured he made it home. Thank you, Todd. Take care. Drive careful.
85 PZK.
Go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, just FYI, we're getting nickel-sized hail at the hospital right now.
Okay, nickel-sized, okay, thank you.
Hey, we just had quarters drop out here at the stadium. K5KNX.
Yeah, we're getting quite a few quarters.
That was
it. Mike, you chopped out real bad for some reason.
I've got one that I measured on tape at 1¾ inches.
Okay, one that you measured an 1¾ inches. Okay, thank you, sir.
Bravo, true Romeo, Whiskey Time, one more time.
Station calling.
Good afternoon, now. This is Kilo Bravo 2 Romeo Whiskey Tango Mobile. Just letting you guys know, just coming out of the 287 onto Kell, and we have some light hail here.
Roger, we're getting half dollar size out in the southwest part of town at this time. That's up on the GPO. You probably hear the hail hitting the roof in the background at... cell is over the western end of Lake Wichita, down into Archer County, and extends on up into University Park area out around St. Helena, Allegheny. It's probably got bills of 66, and certainly dropping some half-dollar size hail. Tops up to 40,700 at 5 GPO.
IUB.
Go ahead.
Charlie, I'm on Jacksboro Highway undercover. I have quarters, maybe half dollars, at Patterson's on Jacksboro Highway, and I did find me some cover.
Okay, yeah, we're getting some golf ball size out here. Is everybody that's coming in, did y'all find cover? KFD, did you make it in all right?
KFD, we never left, and we've had half-dollar size hail here at the stadium.
Roger, roger. Think dropping some big, big hail right down through town.
W3TUA.
Station calling.
This is W3TUA. We got half-dollar size hail started 1637 at the corner of Kemp and Southwest Parkway.
Okay, thank you, sir. We've already turned all the... We turned in the hail reports. They have not come back with another warning for Wichita County yet. We still got a severe thunderstorm warning for Wichita. Southeastern Wichita County into a 445, and they have not reissued a warning on the basis of these hail reports we've been turning in. Okay, we've got a severe thunderstorm warning, Archer, Clay, and Wichita County until 5:30. Step by GPO.
85 and C.
WGS.
You get some cover, Walter?
I'm on Harrison and camp under a big tree. Got quarters, a half dollar, and stripping. chopping off trees pretty good.
Hey, Roger, we're at the same thing. It's lit up here now. We're still getting a little smaller out here in the southwest part, but it's pretty good hail core going right across town.
The ground and the street have coverage.
All right, Roger. They have extended a severe thunderstorm warning Wichita Falls, southeastern Wichita County until 5:30.
85 NC.
Sorry, David, I missed you. I was on the landline with City. Go ahead.
Charlie, I'm available if you need me somewhere. I'm out here at the house.
But I think we just let this hail core go across town. There's no use us getting people out, getting beat up with the thing. It'll be clear here in another 30 minutes or so.
QSL, VLL sent me a picture of hail there at Barnett Road and Kell a few minutes ago. It was about 2 inches in diameter.
David got some good pictures here, too, out the back. So, yeah, it's that one little core just hardened up and started dropping the good stuff.
QSL, 85 NC.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. I don't think it's a use of anybody getting out in this mess. We got some still out trying to get home, but appreciate you very much, David. Thank you. Bye-bye, GPL.
IUB.
Go ahead, Janet.
Charlie, the hail has increased. We have very heavy hail, golf balls, and the winds are probably close to 35, 40 miles an hour.
Okay, you at your QTH?
Negative, I'm still undercover on Jacksboro Highway, just about at Patterson.
Okay, QSL, I'll turn that one in. Thank you, sir.
KF5, HMN, net control.
Station calling, go ahead.
This is KF5, HMN. I'm here at 5th and Austin and got half-dollar size hail.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the report, Stephen. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, Charlie, I'm getting diamond nickel size hail. It's whipped, but it lasted about 2 minutes.
Okay, Wally. It's a pretty good size core. It's covered a pretty good area of town and dropping up to ping pong, golf ball size hail. So I appreciate the report, Wally. Just stay undercover.
USL.
Thank you, Wally. Appreciate the report.
GPO WF5TAL report.
Go ahead.
Southwest Parkway and Professional Drive, current time, dimes to quarters.
Okay, got it down, QSL. Thank you, appreciate it.
And 5 in.
Station calling. Step by GPO, Wichita County areas.
IUB.
Go ahead.
Charlie, I don't know if it means much more to Norman, but those golf balls had completely covered the ground. It was just solid out here on Jacksboro Highway, but it's lit up to quarters right now.
It's kind of lightening up to the west, however, we're still getting some quarters right now. You say the ground's covered over there. Where you at?
QSL, yes, it was covered. The asphalt was completely, you couldn't even see the road. Of course, it's melting pretty fast because it was hot, but the grass and everything was covered, and it's melting pretty fast on the roads.
Roger, roger. Well, don't walk out in it. We've had about 6 tenths of a rain out here in the southwest part.
QSL, we can use that rain.
Imagine. Boy, it's so wet. Thank you much, Shannon. Appreciate the report. Holler back and get anything else.
IUB.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Okay, the hail is picked back up, and the wind has changed directions now, and coming from the opposite direction, and it's kind of like a hurricane. After the eye passed over, everything changed around from the other direction.
Are you still getting quarter size?
There's a few quarters. It's mainly nickels at the current time. Rain has picked up again, and like I said, the wind has shifted. just like a eye of a hurricane passed over.
So it's quite a stretch from the southwest portion of town through town on over to the northeast part of town, and that's throughout that whole area. They probably had some good ones. We've had some reports of 2-inch hail, so it's been a pretty good hail storm.
I can agree with that. I can see some 2-inch hailstones out in front of my truck, but I've got so many cars, people pulled in around me, I can't even get out to go get one to take a picture for you. But as soon as I can, I will.
Roger, roger. Thank you, sir. FSB, Mike, are you monitoring? INN.
QSL, KD5 INN.
You get any hail over at your place?
Not with this one. We just got pea-sized hail with some of the earlier stuff, but nothing significant.
Okay, QSL.
SB, are you looking for me?
I just wonder if you, what size hail you had over at the house?
That was it.
Mike, you chopped out real bad for some reason.
I've got one that I measured on tape. We had 1 3/4.
Okay, one that you measured 1 3/4. Okay, thank you, sir.